Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Paul Grudy on. He was the head of the funeral home that took in the body of who they claim is Lee Harvey Oswald. They then, government came in and made him put his fingerprints on the Mannlicher Kirkcano rifle that they claim shot Kennedy three shots in 6 seconds. So we're going to have Mr. Grudy in studio coming up in about 6 minutes. After this quick break, we're going to talk to Mr. Grudy on air about 30 minutes. And in the last 15, 20 minutes, he has specific questions about the JFK assassination and his story. Then you're absolutely welcome to call in as well. I'm, of course, making a documentary about the JFK assassination, interviewing St. John Hunt, interviewing Jim Mars and others. And we're so honored to have Mr. Grudy in studio with us. I want to tell you about a couple of great sponsors. One of them is Interfood, and I take it every day. Most of my office takes it. I know they just ran out the other day, so they went down to Brave New Books here in Austin. That's a distributor of it and bought some, and I ate some last night. It's 20 superfoods. It's because most vitamins you take, you don't absorb most of it. It goes right through you. This is the foods, unpasteurized, so it keeps the value. It hasn't been heated up. And it's balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, reduced food cravings, healthy, radiant skin. It's got so many different superfoods in it, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, so many things that are in the Interfood. And I just hope that you will go to their website, enerfood.com. And if you order 12 or more of the Interfood coconut powder, my listeners will get 20% off. When you go to Infowars.com and link to the banner right there on the site, you get 10% off by ordering off that subpage of Interfood.com or give them a call at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Also, with the economy in so much trouble, back during the Depression, most people stored food, even people in the city. 80% of the population was in the rural areas. People could take care of themselves. It was still devastating. Now the talk of serious recession, depression on, you need to get the food now, and the great folks at the J. Michael Stevens Group, until the 11th of this month, aren't going to raise prices because of inflation. They're going to have to raise prices after that. So give them a call. This is insurance you can eat. What other insurance do you know you're going to be able to use, whether it's good times or bad times? Just a good idea. Call them. Learn about the really tasty, great freeze-dried foods they have that store more than 10 years. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Or the big banners on top of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that link to eFoodsDirect.com. Now, as I said, in closing, we're going to come back and get into the JFK assassination with just an amazing eyewitness, and I'm very kind, very nice person. I enjoyed meeting his son, who I saw at a talk fest this weekend. I enjoyed meeting Mr. Grudy. And, of course, also he has his wife here with him today, and she's just a sweetheart. So it's great to have this gentleman here with us. He enlisted in the United States Army and became a chaplain assistant and then surgical technician. And that was in World War II. My goodness, these guys are so great. It's always good just to be able to talk to a World War II vet. And both my grandfathers are now gone. And one of them was a B-17 gunner. And the other was in fighter planes. But I probably wouldn't be here, though. He crashed pretty early in the war and so he got injured and got out of it quick. Because I know my other grandfather almost got killed in those B-17s. So I guess a hand of God there. You never know what happens in things, so you'll be around. Because did you know on a lot of those missions, they would lose half of their aircraft. That's how dangerous it was going into Italy, going into Germany, going into the Balkans, up against the Nazis. Both my grandfathers, again, were in the European theater of operations, even worse or as bad out there, of course, in the Pacific. So we'll get him to talk a little bit about that. He's seen quite a few things. He's Paul Grudy. On the other side of this quick break, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Grudy was born in Washington, Kansas on February 22, 1919, George Washington's birthday. After high school and college, Paul graduated from the Williams Institute of Mortuary Science. He enlisted in the United States Army and became a chaplain's assistant and then a surgical technician. After being honorably discharged, he returned to civilian life to build cemeteries, homes, and mortuaries. Paul was the licensed undertaker and funeral director in charge of the burial, subsequent exhumation, exhuming, and reburial of Lee Harvey Oswald. And he retired at 85 years of age, and he is as sharp as a tack, and we are honored to have him here in studio with us. Mr. Grudy, thanks for being here.
I'm just glad to do it. We appreciate the fact that after all these years, we can still talk about it and enjoy the fact that it is something that the public is still interested in.
Absolutely. Tell us about growing up, World War II, a little bit about yourself, and then how you got into the mortuary business leading up to the tragic assassination in 1963.
The fact that my mother happened to be a part of the family that had a mortuary in Ohio, and because of that background, I was inclined, and my brother was also inclined, to become a mortician. Being around the business, we might say, for 75 years, that's a long time to be in anything. And it's only those who are honestly dedicated that can be in this business, because we're at a service all the time. We are the ones that had to do what most folks didn't really ever want to do, and that was to go to a home or to go where somebody had died or been killed. We're the ones that had to clean up that sort of mess that always exists around that kind of death.
Continuing from there, so you were trained as a mortician before you went to World War II?
Absolutely. I was a licensed embalmer and funeral director. You have to get a license to do so. Handle a lot of bodies. Matter of fact, in the Williams Institute of Mortuary Science, it was required that we deal with at least 8 autopsies and bodies. I happened to be so easily accessible and so interested in it, I had 88 instead of just 8. Because of my background there, I ended up in the medical field with the Army, and because of that, every pathologist that ever came around and was in a base hospital, wherever we were stationed in the States or overseas, they would hunt me up because I could assist that pathologist with an autopsy, whereas to find somebody who had that kind of background, it was a little unusual.
And then you got even more training in World War II. You were in the Pacific Theater?
Yes. We were the infantry regiment that were the ones that fought in the Bulge.
So you were in the European theater?
Yes, we were European theater. We ended up going into Le Havre, going through France and up into Germany, fought the Germans, and at that time we knew it was winding down because the Germans were running out of food and out of ammunition, and my jeep would go to get supplies, and they would come back and there'd be a dozen Germans hanging on his jeep because they knew it was over. But one interesting little story I think is quite important. Because of the fact that they were winding down, it didn't make a lot of difference, but a German Red Cross agent, one who was an honest-to-goodness medic like I was, came across the line and said, "Sergeant, can I end up working with you guys because we know we're ending the war?" He was using perfect English, and I said, "How come you can talk such good?" "Oh," he said, "I've been to the States. I've been around. My family's been around." And he said, "If I can work with you guys, I would sure like that." And I said, "Come on. We always could use extra help because we were still in the war. We were still fighting. They were still shooting at us." Do you know that the Red Cross man, who is the representative of the American Red Cross, was a part of our outfit, he lost his jeep, and this young German found out about it, and he told the man, he said, "You lost your jeep?" He said, "Yeah, it blew up." He said, "I hit a mine and it tore it up." He said, "I don't have a vehicle." He said, "You just sit still a while." He said, "I'll be back." He went across the line, went over to the motor pool on the German side, and came driving back in a great big German Mercedes command car and said, "Here, you can have this now. You don't need that Jeep now. You sure got a good one." And we wish we had that old car today because that would have been a classic, I'll tell you.
I mean, so this gave you even more training in death, in firearms, in what the ballistics of a bullet going through flesh look like. I mean, I don't want to make you tell any war stories, but what were some of the most amazing or harrowing things that you saw while you were in Europe?
Well, of course, they were bringing me not only the Americans who had been injured and hit by ammunition or by a bomb or whatever. They were bringing that through my aid station, and we would take care of the best we could. Then we'd send them back to the base where they needed to go to get further help. It was a matter of most fantastic that these boys were treated on the scene by my guys who were my medics out in the field, and it was remarkable that they did save their lives. And of course we were taking care of the Germans as much as we were the Americans, because after all, and those German boys who all said the same thing, said, "We're sure glad you came along because you're going to get rid of Hitler," and they didn't like it either that they had this battle to fight.
But if they spoke out against Hitler, they got executed.
That's it. And of course we didn't know what happened to him after we sent them back, but they did were taken care of, that's for sure. And after all these years, I found out that a lot of us at that time were never treated for the fact that the bombs going off and the ammunition that was used and the type of death that we saw and the bad stuff stuck in our minds, and they didn't recognize this. Only now they do for the boys that are over in Iraq, that they really realize that they're committing suicide and they are not being, they had a problem. But we, back in those days, had no help whatsoever. They didn't know that we were affected by the bombs and by the death that was around us. Your grandpa was in the air. I saw them up in the air and fly over us, and some of those planes were in bad shape because they had been riddled and hit. We ended up going all the way across Germany, clear across Czechoslovakia, up to Czechoslovakia. Now, that was 1,300 miles away from Le Havre. They put us aboard little boxcars and took us back. That was 1,300 miles. Something that affected me at the time that still carries over. Do you know our car had a flat wheel? It was thump, 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 thump all day long for that 1,300 miles. And to realize today, when I go to a grocery store and get a cart and it's got a bumpy wheel, man, I get rid of that booger. I can't stand that. So this something carries over all these years later, realizing it was that many years later.
It's amazing. Now, when we're going to break, I want to come back and get directly into the JFK assassination and the part you play in that whole saga and story that is now coming to a head finally in closure today. Paul Grudy, what were you doing on that horrible day in 1963 when the president was killed?
We were at the funeral home in Fort Worth, and I was managing that funeral home. Secret Service called me and said, "You are Paul Grudy. We have checked into the records and found that you are a licensed mortician, that you did fight in the bones, that you fought in the war." Secret Service said, "You come to Dallas and get the body of this man because we want your kind of guy to help us get the job done of knowing that this man was embalmed and buried properly, and that's how we did it." Now, we did go to Dallas. I did go to Dallas and pick up his body, brought him back to funeral home in Fort Worth, embalmed that body, made arrangements, and buried him. But a part of that that I think is so important, do you know the general public talks about Lee Harvey Oswald doing this? I know his mother, or knew his mother, because she's gone. She never was convinced that it was really Lee Harvey. His brother, his wife, the two babies, and of course, one thing about it, to think that this guy was pegged as the one who really did it, and it was proved that he did it, and Mama never could quite believe that that was her son to do a thing like that. But they are decent people. She was a lovely old lady. His brother is a nice guy, always had good work. He's the one that paid the bill to bury his brother. His wife took these two kids that they had and raised them, and they both graduated from the university, I understand, and they are such nice, wonderful girls and have their own families now, and it shows that this guy, I always said, you know, one nut showed up and shot the president, and the second nut showed up and shot him, and that was Ruby, Jack Ruby. And now, I didn't know, but what, maybe there was a third nut out there was going to come and shoot the Undertaker. I didn't know.
Well, when we get back, I want to break down, as slowly as possible, as detailed as possible, Mr. Grudy. I want to walk through what happened that day, then when Oswald got killed, how the Secret Service had you come get his body, how they had you put the fingerprints on it, and the rest of it, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break with Paul Grudy. We're having for the rest of the hour very interesting history. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Paul Grudy is our guest. He was the funeral home director who they had come out and pick up the body of Lee Harvey Oswald. He wanted to prove that it indeed was Oswald later, because there have been debates about three guys with the same name, different people running around. But the big issue here is the Secret Service came and had him put his palm print of the dead body of Lee Harvey Oswald on the Mannlicher Carcano rifle. So if you can, Mr. Grudy, walk us through when you went and picked up his body, and then later when they came back and had you put the palm print on there in as much detail as you can.
Just the fact that we knew good and well, if they put a palm print on his hand, that they would put the black ink all over his hand. And I was concerned the fact that when they did that, I had to clean it up again because I was the one going to have to bury this guy, and I didn't want that black all over everything. So it was a matter of asking them to be careful when they did this. But they came to my preparation room, as we call it, and did actually apply his hand onto that rifle to prove that that rifle had the handprint on it that was really Oswald's handprint and not somebody else. Now, my end of things was, my job was to bury this man, and his mother said, yes, this is Lee Harvey Oswald. His brother said, this is Lee Harvey. His wife said it was him. Now, because of that, I had to type up a death certificate and file it, because that is my job. And I had to prove that it was really Lee Harvey Oswald, and that's why I was convinced it was Lee Harvey. Now, who did the shooting? I absolutely do not know, but the Secret Service established the fact that they felt that that was who it was supposed to be.
I understand. Let's walk through this now very slowly. Go back in memory, Mr. Grudy. They come in, they take his hand, they put it where on the Mannlicher Carcano rifle, and B, was this the rifle? Did they tell you this was the rifle that Oswald had supposedly had?
This is what they told me, that they wanted to do that because this was the rifle that they got from the school book depository, and that was the one that Oswald was supposed to have used. Now, we don't know. I have no knowledge. The fact was, were they telling me the truth? Well, that's where all this speculation can come from. Could have been some drummed-up deal. We don't know. I'd have no idea, but the one thing I had to establish was it wasn't really Lee Harvey, so therefore I had the body of Lee Harvey Oswald. They knew I had the body of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Describe the layout. I mean, now, first you got the body. Was that the day after he was killed in Dallas, or when was that?
He was killed that same day. Was the day I went to Dallas after the autopsy had been performed, which is the next following day after Ruby killed him. So there was a lapse of one day. Now, to know that Ruby did the shooting, and I was on the inside of that body, and I saw where the hole had been, where the bullet had gone in. Now, the autopsy pathologist had saved that little hunk of skin where the bullet went in. Now, Ruby did that and was so quick. There was an officer absolutely handcuffed to Oswald at the time.
On each side.
Yeah. And therefore, him walking up and shooting like he did, remarkable that it missed the rib. It would have ricocheted and changed direction and all of that. But I saw where it went through the rib, between the ribs, and lodged over on the other side of his body. I saw all that, so I know that that's where Ruby had hit him.
What killed him? Did it hit him?
What killed him? That's right. That killed him. It went through his inferior vena cava, his aorta, which are the big artery and vein down your backbone. It was definitely a lucky shot as far as Ruby was concerned. Couldn't have been any better. And after all, I've been in this business, for 75 years. I've seen so much of that very thing happen to
me. Well, they say that the trauma medics see hundreds of times what any surgeon will ever see from gunshots from war.
Absolutely. And to know that my experience overseas and with the bodies and people I was around and with all the army camps where people had been accidentally killed and whatnot and all the autopsies I've been around, thousands of them, I saw what I saw, and I know that this guy was killed by Ruby. Now, I don't know who else. They couldn't have substituted a body on me. They would not have come up with a body that quick of somebody.
And the reason you bring this up is because then there became a big controversy about, was it Oswald or not?
Oswald or not. Now, I buried him. 17 years later, the head of the British intelligence called me and said,
oh, well, hold on. Let's hear about this on the other side, okay?
Okay.
We've got a break. We're going to come back with Paul Grudy on the other side. I want to go back again and have you go back to memory exactly what the Secret Service said, what they had to do with the hand, then the former head of British intelligence calling you, the exhuming of the body. We're going to talk about it all with Paul Grudy on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Grudy was born in Washington, Kansas, February 22, 1919. After high school and college, Paul graduated from Williams Institute of Mortuary Science. He enlisted in the United States Army and became a chaplain's assistant, was in the Battle of the Bulge, and then a surgical technician. After being honorably discharged, he returned to civilian life to build cemeteries, homes, and mortuaries. Paul was the licensed undertaker at the funeral director in charge of the burial, subsequent exhumation and reburial of Lee Harvey Oswald. And you can just type Paul Grudy into the search engine and read all about him. There are different encyclopedia entries, you name it, the Lee Harvey Oswald research page, and a lot more online by searching the keywords Paul Grudy together. Okay, Paul, this is such a big deal. I want to walk through this slower. Describe that day, what you've been doing, if you remember. Well, when the Secret Service came in, what they said to you, where the body was, how, what they had the rifle in, what they said the rifle was, in detail, as much detail as you can give us, walk through it slowly.
Alex, I knew that we were probably going to be harassed. When I would walk out back of the funeral home, we counted 1,300 cameras back there behind us in our parking lot. We knew we would be harassed. When the Secret Service said, we're coming and we're going to want to make a print off of the hand of the man that you have, and we're going to blacken his hand and all. And I said, well, you guys be careful back there because I'm going to bury him, and I don't want that black all over all his clothes and everything. So they did. They were careful. Now, they took a handprint and took his hand and put it against the butt of the rifle that was supposed to be the rifle that this man used. I don't know if it was the real one or what it was.
Do you remember their names? I mean, how were they holding it? Was it in a box? Or was it
no, it was in a case. It was in a case. Like
so they came in and took it out.
Took it out and blackened his hand and pressed his hand on the butt of that gun exactly as a man would hold it. Now, a dead human remains that had been embalmed, which I did, and did a little more than normal as far as embalming was concerned, because I knew they might want to look at him again in the future, because that it would be hard to really get a good print. So we don't know how good a print
because of rigor mortis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and because of his
talk body. About that. Talk about Rick and Mortis.
Well, Rigor will set in shortly after death. When it does, everything has become rigid and firm. You can tell how long a body has been gone, or the life is out of a body, because if Rigor had not been set in, it doesn't take long for it to finally begin to set in, and then to move arms and legs and the body. It's
are humans similar to dogs? I haven't dealt
absolutely
with, because I had my Boston Terrier died a few months ago, and I buried him just an hour and a half later, and he was already getting stiff.
That's right. This is a part of what happens to people, and that's what happened in combat. Boys that had been hit, and we didn't know how long they'd been hit, but we knew if Rigor had set in, he'd been hit some time earlier. So you never know what's going on. But we definitely knew that they were going to do this, and I was careful to make sure that they would do it in a manner that would be proper, and they did, it seemed like to me.
So where was his body described?
Well, we have, and I think this is an interesting tale. Alex, there was a man that passed away in a rest home by the name of Bobo. Mr. Bobo and the lady who was in charge of the rest home said, Mr. Bobo died, and Paul, would you come and get his body and embalm him and bury him? And I said, I'll do it. And she said, now, he had four $100 bills in his boot because he was an old cowboy, and the boot had a hole in it, and it had four holes. That's a bigger hole, smaller, 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 in the $100 bills. He had four $100 bills, and that was to bury him with. Those are the bills I used to bury that old man. Now, knowing good and well that I had Bobo on table one, I moved Bobo to table two and put Oswald on table one. Everybody that looked, and they would say, is that Oswald? I would say, because I'd open the door to go in there, and they say, is that Oswald? I say, no, that's Mr. Bobo. And all this time, I used Bobo to hide the fact that I had Oswald, because we didn't know what was going to happen to us. We do good and well that if Secret Service came, they would come, and they went to table one where Oswald was, put that hand mark on him. We don't know how it turned out. We don't know what happened to the gun.
But you were there. You saw them put the hand on.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's no question about it that that's what they did.
Well, I mean, obviously, here's the issue. They then ran out and told the media that they'd found his fingerprints on the gun.
Yes. Well,
can you speak about that?
I have no knowledge of that.
Well, you know, the Warren Commission and others then said,
yes,
that his fingerprints have been found on the gun.
Yes, that's right.
Can you speak about that?
Well, if they found that, that's what they were doing. They were making sure that his fingerprints were on the gun to prove that he was the one that actually used the gun and to definitely make him to be the one who did the killing of President Kennedy.
Does that look suspicious to you?
We've often wondered, really, if they were covering up, was it some connection? And Mama Oswald always said that. His mother always said, I don't believe that was my son that did the shooting, that it could have been somebody else. But
Now, they had claimed they were coming to get his fingerprints, but then they were trying to put the rigor mortis hand with the ink on the gun. Did you say, hey, why are you doing that?
Well, no, I didn't question them. That was all right with me, whatever they did, just as long as they cleaned it up after they got through.
How many Secret Service men?
If I remember, it was three. And I'm not too sure that it was exactly Secret Service. It could have been some other branch of FBI or something.
But they
else.
Said they were Secret Service.
They said they were Secret Service. But they showed me badges, so they proved that they were the people. But you never know this day and time who's who when you are around that sort of thing. And after all, I've been around it. Ambulance business was a part of our business, too. And being around that all the time, we were questioned, no question about it. We had to check and make sure we were talking to a real policeman or whatever it might be.
How long did it take you to get the ink off his hand?
Well, I don't remember now, but of course we have cosmetics, and I felt as though the cosmetics would probably cover it up, and it did pretty well cover everything up. We didn't have any real problem with it because his hand is down and covered up with the way you keep a hand.
Did they have an open casket at his funeral?
Actually, the parents and the mother and the brother and the wife, they got to see him, but the rest of the public did not.
Now, why was his body later exhumed? We know a controversy erupted because there had been three different people using Oswald's name. There had been a police officer who looked just like him who had been shot. I mean, is that why it led to the exhumation? You'd also talked about former head of British intelligence calling you.
Well,
you left off there, but start over.
Mr. Bobo, Michael Eddowes is an English author that wrote a book about it. And because of that, they wanted to know if I could disinter his remains so they could look at him again. So this is what the process was. And Mr. Eddowes, Michael Eddowes, said that he was going to come over and that he'd pay the bill if he'd dig him up. And I said, well, if you're going to pay the bill, I'll get a permit. And I did. I went to the wife, went to Marina, and got her to do it. She's a lovely, lovely person. And
by the way, she believes it was a government op.
Yes, they are all... You know,
we had her number, but then she got divorced and moved out of the Dallas area. Are you still in contact with her?
No, not at all.
We're trying to get in contact with her if somebody can help us. Even Marge doesn't know how to get a hold of her now.
I talked
to her just a few years ago, and now I've lost contact.
She doesn't like to be bothered about it. I'll guarantee you that. She's very nice people, and just one of those things that I have no reason to hunt her up.
You mentioned the former head of British intelligence. Start over. And we ran into break. Start over.
He called me and wanted to know if I could disinter, and I said I could.
So that's who was writing the book, was the former head of British intelligence.
Yes, right. And he said, I'll pay the bill if you dig him up. So I did. I got the permit. I went to the state and got my permit of a man who helped me get it done. Mr. Carroll was in charge, and I knew him from experience. He gave me a permit. I went out, dug him up. Brought in his vault to the surface. When we opened the vault, it was a steel-reinforced concrete vault. It weighed 2,700 pounds, so it's not just a little flimsy thing. It was broken, and we don't know why. And because of the fact that...
What did the break look like?
Well, it was a typical dead human remains, I'll guarantee you. It had been recently... it had originally been broken. It seemed like shortly after I buried him. Now, one tale that goes with this that I think is interesting, if nothing else, the man who was ran the cemetery, he committed suicide some years later. And I said, I knew that man. I can't believe that he would commit suicide. Dr. was in charge, the pathologist that had done the autopsy on that guy. I said, how did he die? He said, he committed suicide. I said, what did he use? He said, he used a knife. I said, a knife to commit suicide? Yes, 17 stab wounds to commit suicide.
In your experience,
that's not possible. He was evidently knew too much about who got into that grave after I buried him. We don't know what happened or why they wanted in the grave. Who's going to prove what? Were they going to steal body parts or what are they going to do? We have no knowledge. From that has stemmed a lot of question. Who he was it Oswald really, and this sort of thing. I know. I buried Lee Harvey Oswald.
Now, let's be specific about this vault. Was this a concrete sarcophagi that had another coffin inside of it?
Yes, it had the casket inside of it.
Can you detail the materials? Talk about the larger sarcophagi and the smaller sarcophagi.
Yeah. Well, now, the smaller is not anything that's sealed. The cheap casket is what it really was. It's a number 31 from the casket cover.
Is that wood or metal?
Wood and cloth-covered wood. Very inexpensive as far as caskets go. Now, because of that, I did not spend a lot of money for that family. Robert, the brother, said, I will pay the bill. I said, how are you going to pay for it? He said, I have $800. I said, I'm not going to use it all. And I only spent $710. That was three grave spaces. That was the casket, that was the funeral, that was everything.
Why put it inside the concrete?
Well, that's how you do. With a steel-reinforced concrete vault that has a lid, so it's a big box made out of reinforced steel, and it is asphalt-lined, and the lid is asphalt-lined. I know how they're going to be made. I know how they're made, and I know about them. They almost bought the company, the franchise, and I knew good and well how they're made. I helped to make them. Matter of fact, the lid that was on that was one of the lids that
That's right. You're quite an entrepreneur. So is your son.
Well, been into a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Building cemeteries, building homes, building buildings and all. We definitely knew that if we dug him up, it ought to be all right. But it turned out that vault was actually broken and they're not supposed to break.
Now, let's talk about that vault. How was it broken? What did it look like? Did it look like it had been jimmied to you?
Yes.
Say that in your own words.
Well, the fact that when we put it into the grave, it was solid, it was cured, it was solid concrete, it was not anything cheap. It's a good, heavy-weighted thing. When we dug him up, that lid had been broken, the vault itself had been broken, showing that somebody had done something, and we have no knowledge who it was. And because
how was it broken? Describe that.
Well, the sides are cracked, and the lid, the part of the casket was off to the side inside. The body had been disturbed, no question.
So it looked like this had been done hurriedly.
Hurriedly. That's absolutely true.
And then the man who was running the facility, he magically died.
Yes.
17 stab wounds.
Yes, that was...
Supposed suicide.
Yes, suicide.
We've had people have their arms and legs cut off, and they claim it's suicide.
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. Being in my business all these years, I've seen a lot of things, and that's one thing we always kind of wonder about.
Wonder how they get local police to certify that people shoot themselves twice in the back of the head and cut their arms and legs and head off. Some Clinton people had that happen to them.
Is that the truth?
They could find me with all, cutting 50 pieces and they'd say I did it.
And do you know who takes care of all of that? The poor undertaker. I have been there hundreds and hundreds of times because we are the ones that have to go clean up the mess with a suicide or with a murder and all of that. So you have to respect the old guy who's been at it.
It's a tough job. I couldn't imagine him doing it.
You have to have a strong stomach, I'll tell you. And because of the fact that people now here just heard it this morning, somebody's going to have an autopsy. I know what takes place. My wife asked me the other day when I heard somebody talking about it. She said, you're sure quiet. And I said, well, I'm going through what they're probably going through with this autopsy they're going to perform.
Let's go back to so the wooden coffin was open inside. The larger sarcophagus had the top knocked off. What did the body, what was the condition of the
body? Well,
remains?
It's a typical... 17 years of being exposed to the elements is the way it turned
because
out.
Because by simply opening it, it destroyed the remains.
That's it.
Can you speak to that probably being the end?
Well, just the fact that if I go out into the woods and get a body that's been out in the woods a long time, you know it's going to end up to be nothing but a skeleton because that's all that is left. And it's nearly always disturbed and distributed around in the area. But if they've left intact, their jaw is down on their chest, typical of that kind of thing can happen. And this was what it looked like when we got there this after 17 years. Somebody wanted something, and if they were in there just maliciously, they didn't know what they were doing. That's the way I figured it at the time. I said, what in the world are they digging down here and trying to do this for? What good is it to have the head?
But if they didn't want somebody to be able to exhume it and do another autopsy to really find out identity or something, they'd want it to rot.
That's it. That's it. We knew good and well that somebody had been there and didn't know what they were doing.
Was there clothing left, or was it all skeleton?
Well, that clothing isn't, after that many years, is gone. It's nothing shreds anyway. And we took that body after the autopsy, I mean, after we'd exhumed it. We took him to Parkland, where a pathologist and the assistants and all took care of it and made a total record of what it appeared to be. And the weird part of it was this man had been autopsied. Therefore, his skull had been capped so that the brain was removed. They have his brain someplace. I put the cap back on and sealed up his head again. Now, that head looked like it had never been autopsied, because when I seal them up, I seal them up. In other words, I glue that back on pretty well, and therefore, I didn't want it sliding around, because it'll make a crease right across the forehead if that's the case. So I hooked it in there pretty good.
Well, was it the same skull?
I say it was the same skull, but there could be the question. Since you couldn't see a whole lot of that exist with the new autopsy, or new, at least, report.
But you're saying you couldn't even see the cut?
No, you can't see the cut when it's after 17 years. It's going to seal itself back up.
We'll be right back, Mr. Gruning.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Final segment with Paul Grudy. Unbelievably important historical interview we've done here. If you missed any of the broadcast on our AM and FM affiliates, who we thank, be sure and support their sponsors, folks. Infowars.com, truthnews.us, jonesreport.com. You'll be able to go and link through when the show ends and hear Paris, more than 4 million albums sold, his maiden voyage interview with us. Then we had the latest info from the Ron Paul campaign with the head of the campaign joining us. Ron Paul's going to be on next week, a week after that. We're lining that up right now for you as well. And, of course, I'll be back live this Sunday out of KLBJ 590 here in Austin and syndicated in great places like Kansas City, KCAA going into San Diego, and about 18 other affiliates. The show's really growing. We appreciate everybody tuning into the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And but you can also listen if you don't have an AM or FM affiliate at Infowars.com as well. It'll be rebroadcast of this show when it ends in about 4 minutes until Sunday evening when we go live again at 4 o'clock Central. So the show restarts here in about 5 minutes at Infowars.com at the streams. People say, well, where are these streams? You go to Infowars.com. It says mainstream, backup stream, low bitrate stream. It restreams there 24 hours a day after the show ends in just a few minutes. Paul Grudy, I'm going to come out to your home and interview. You've been gracious enough out there. Oh, it's beautiful out by the Oasis over Lake Travis, across from the Oasis. Wow, that's beautiful over there. I can't wait to come out and see you next week. Your wife is lovely and wonderful. We got about 3 minutes left. Any other points you want to add? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything you want to plug? Any websites? Anything else you want to, final word to the listeners?
I really am happy, Alex, to leave all that good stuff to you because you have it. It's what it takes to get the job done. Knowing good and well that we talked just the other day. My wife is a full-blooded Swede, and her grandparents came from Sweden, settled out by Round Rock, out by Hutto, had property out there, the Westberg family.
The owner of this network is a Swede up in Minnesota. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. They are great people, and because my wife and I went to the museum in Round Rock, Georgetown, which now is set up, shows all of the old stuff. And, of course, these Swedes came over here because of the potato famine that was going on, so many of them, as like the Irish did, too. And that's where my family came from.
I got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, we have a river in Ireland by the name of the Grudy River, a bridge over it, the Grudy Bridge, and a roundabout to get to it. So we know it's the Grudy Roundabout. So we know the name Grudy over there. Folks know it, not over here, because we're strangers.
You were telling me about your daughter, too. She's one of the...
Well, our daughter happens to be a part of the display department of a little outfall, Anheuser-Busch, taking care of...
She puts on all their big events and facilities. And
SeaWorlds and Busch Gardens and that sort of thing.
She runs all that.
She's display person.
And your son's pretty successful here in town.
Our son has built homes forever, as we did, too.
I recognize your son when I met him. I've seen one.
Yeah.
He's
the fact that Don has designed homes and has built himself one up on the top of a mountain in Lago Vista, Jonestown, and he's got a mansion up there that's a gorgeous thing.
Yeah, you guys are a classy family, and I really am honored to count you as friends. Mr. Grudy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for being the guy you are. You're great.
No, I
appreciate it.
I want to say hi to your son. I know he's listening right now, and say hi to everybody else. Mr. Grudy, thank you for joining us.
Okay, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. The show restarts again. If you missed any of the first hour with Paris or the Ron Paul information, that restarts now. You go to Infowars.com, and there's the streams right there. Powerful info if you missed it coming up. I want to thank all the listeners, all the affiliates, all the sponsors. And don't run off, Mr. Grudy. I want to shake your hand and say bye to you and your wife. And also make sure I get your address right to come out and interview you next week for the JFK film. This is Alex Jones signing off. God bless you all. We shall prevail against tyranny. Retransmission starts now. See you Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.